Certainly troubling to hear about the killing of a 14-year-old in the Loop over the weekend. We're going to talk about this now. As you probably know, Friday night, gunfire erupted after thousands of people were out celebrating the Christmas tree lighting in Millennium Park. The first shooting happened around 9:50 p.m. on Friday when 7 teens were shot outside the Chicago Theater. Around 10:40, two more teens shot near Dearborn and Adams, a few blocks away. And the mayor said 18 arrests were made, 5 guns recovered, and earlier we heard no one was in custody for either shooting. We've got Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins on with us now. The alderman represents, among other neighborhoods, Streeterville, the Gold Coast, and also River North. Alderman, anything more from police on what happened? Have you heard?
Yeah, Bob. Detectives have some good leads. I'm confident at this point there will be at least one arrest eventually, if not more, for the shootings, hopefully for the fatal shooting as well. Crime Stoppers has put a $10,000 reward out, and that's being well publicized. And we know for a fact that there are people with information. They know exactly what happened. We have reason to believe there were some pre-existing conflicts that sparked the shooting, and detectives are working this case hard. So I'm hopeful that there will be arrests soon, and the people responsible for this will be held accountable.
The mayor said the police were aware of social media posts promoting a teen takeover downtown Friday night, and that Chicago Public Schools had sent letters home to parents, and police put an extra 700 officers on patrol. But you know what I was thinking about when I heard that? I thought, that's not enough. That curfew, had that curfew that you wanted been in effect, maybe it would have helped. What do you think?
This was the kind of scenario that we talked about in hypothetical terms when we were debating the curfew ordinance. And now here it is, not hypothetical, it's real, and a 14-year-old is dead because of it. And I will point this out. We did have the ability to enforce a curfew Friday night. We just had to wait until 10 p.m. And then the curfew took effect. Police moved in immediately after 10 p.m. and started making curfew apprehensions. We don't call them arrests because they're not arrests, but they look like an arrest because we take the teens out of this situation, transport them to a police lockup, and hold them there until a responsible adult picks them up. And what the police do after they've observed the situation for a while, they get a sense of who the leaders are, who the influencers are. So when the 10 o'clock time hit and they were able to make curfew apprehensions, they went in and targeted the leaders. And that has a quelling effect on the rest of the crowd. And it worked. It worked at 10 p.m. So it potentially would have worked earlier. And that was the whole point of the curfew ordinance that, unfortunately, the mayor vetoed.
The police had to wait because of the law. And Superintendent Snelling has talked about this, and he said that the present curfew ordinance is what's on the books now. The whole debate has become a matter of more of politics than public safety. And he said, given that this is a matter that sits within the city council, I have no further comment. It sounds like Superintendent Snelling would have loved to have had a curfew law where he could send his men and women, and they're the best. The Chicago police do a great job, but they could have taken those kids off the streets hours earlier before the shootings. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not. Superintendent Snelling is a professional lawman. You know, he's been in law enforcement his entire life. He is not a politician, and he got unwillingly caught up in the political battle that the curfew ordinance became. He didn't like it. That's not his lane. But he did privately maintain throughout the entire discussion, he wanted this curfew ordinance to pass. He knew how to use it. He knew it would be effective. There were some other things he may have said publicly that seemed to contradict that. And again, that's because politics ain't his thing. And he did not appreciate being dragged in to, you know, the controversy and the political debate that took place there. But again, this is something that not only Superintendent Snelling, but the entire command structure, the Chicago Police, who are working on these teen trends, you know, they take steps to prevent them. They wanted this tool because they know it works.
So it's on the mayor now, isn't it?
It is, and we're going to take another run at it. We'll make some changes. We won't introduce the exact same version of the law that the mayor vetoed. We'll make some changes, and we'll try again because we have to. We're obligated now that we've seen this scenario unfold. And as you mentioned, Chicago Public Schools made an attempt to discourage parents from allowing this to happen. The language that they used in the email they sent out to CPS families, I thought was particularly blunt and direct. It basically said, don't let your kids come downtown Friday night. It will be unsafe. They use that word, unsafe. And obviously about 300 parents ignored it and let their teenagers come downtown. And it was unsafe. And unfortunately, a 14-year-old didn't come back home.
I know the last thing the city wanted Friday night would have been to warn people about this, but shouldn't the public have known about it? The police knew about this teen takeover.
Yeah, there was very little media coverage in advance. I saw a little bit, but you know, I think we'd almost gotten lulled into a false sense of security over the summer because we really didn't have all the teen trends this summer that we've had in the past. So there was almost a sense of, well, maybe it's not going to happen anymore. And to CPS's credit, in the past, sending out email and making contacts like that and having you know, guidance counselors on the scene when they arrive, it actually has worked. It didn't work Friday night, but it has worked on previous occasions where they've been able to prevent it. This time, for a variety of reasons, it just didn't happen, and it does look like we were caught unprepared. When in fact we were prepared, we took steps, they just didn't work this time.
You know what I really hate, in addition to a 14-year-old murdered and others wounded, now you've got President Trump who posted on social media massive crime and rioting in the Chicago Loop area. And as you know, Alderman, this contributes to the problem we do have, the reality of it, but also the perception, and that's keeping people away from downtown. That's hurting us in many ways here in the city, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It, in a way, it's kind of an inkblot test. You could look at it and see what you want. If you want to look at Chicago and see a hellhole, you can do that. If you want to look at Chicago and see, you know, a great world-class city where we had the lights parade the night after, and it was a huge success, a national broadcast. You know, Chicago shined in front of the entire world on Saturday night, and there was no incidents, no trouble. So you can see what you want, and it just depends on, you know, the orientation that you're coming from. We have real problems in Chicago. No, I'm not going to deny that. I'm the chairman of the Public Safety Committee. I see it every day, but I live here, you know, and I'm proud of my city. And I enjoyed the Lights Festival on Saturday night, and I think these problems have solutions.
Yeah, and I love the city. I grew up here. I'm mad about some things that are happening here. And, you know, the nature of the news business is such that a headline over the weekend wasn't tens of thousands enjoy Saturday night in Chicago with zero incidents. You just don't hear about that. That's not the news. We have to deal with that. And I appreciate your efforts, Alderman. Please keep us posted on what's happening with the curfew law, because I think some changes need to be made. Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins, thanks for the time, sir.
Thanks, Bob.